we were asked to come. We've been organizing in multiple communities across the north, and there was some interest in Williams Lake for us to come there and do a presentation and start a discussion about possibly starting a board in Williams Lake.
Okay, so who would have asked you then to come?
It was basically we're at the Quesnel Gold Show this year, and we met with a gentleman in Williams Lake who works in the resource industry, and we had a really good discussion, and it was him. We just continued conversation, and he was talking to other friends and colleagues in Williams Lake and decided that it would be a good idea to learn more. So that's why we're coming.
Okay. And I'm just looking here. There's a poster, and I see there's one, two, three, four. There's at least four concerns on that poster. Are you concerned with everything going on?
Concerned in what way?
With the mill closures, reduced access to forest land, absent governments.
Yes, these are all things that we've seen before in the past with the war in the woods in the 80s and 90s. And it's the same groups, it's the same people that are involved in lobbying against these industries. And all it's doing is hurting communities, hurting families. There should be solutions that everyone can work on together, and you know, with everyone at the table, especially people in the communities. And it seems like their voice has been forgotten and just ignored. So I think there needs to be some kind of a way to get stakeholders in our communities at the table when there's negotiations going on, and we see this as a way to do it, to start making people in the communities feel like their voice actually does matter and they can do something about it. So when it comes to consultations and, you know, meetings in communities, instead of just putting your faith in someone else that you think might represent your best interests, we're trying to get people to realize that, you know, their voice matters, and here's a way where we can have a seat at the table and start, you know, being heard as the actual people who are the real providers and protectors of our community.
And do you at all work in resource-based industry?
Right now, I don't. I'm an electrician by trade, and I have worked in construction, in oil and gas, the aluminum plant here in Kitimat, fisheries, forestry, mining. I've kind of worked in all of the industries, and I've seen firsthand the level of care that and steps that they take to protect the environment. And it's not the organization or the company doing it. It's the people who live in these communities for years and years have been the ones who have been influencing companies' policy on continually improving their footprint on environment, continually pushing them for, you know, fair hiring practices when it comes to local hiring. It really is the resource workers who are the ones who are stepping up and improving industry practices in our communities. So it's time to give them a voice.